Want applications that can live on-premises or in the cloud? Bring the flexibility of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
Welcome to this episode of TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Tommy Patterson of VirtuallyCloud9.com, Senior IT Pro Evangelist for the U.S., serving out of the Southeast in the Atlanta area. Today we have on the show Robert Van Winkle, Principal Program Manager in Microsoft IT. He drives the dog food efforts and the internal deployment of Windows operating systems at Microsoft. Robert is passionate about delivering solutions that are client scenario focused and delivering a consistent user experience. Prior to this role, Robert led the client hardware team that was responsible for establishing and delivering hardware standards. An 18-year-old veteran at Microsoft, Robert holds a Bachelor of Science in Economics from the University of Houston. Robert races boxers in his off time, though speed and agility seems to be top of mind. Robert, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks, Tommy.
Good deal. So you want to tell us a little bit about your history and how you've come to like the end user experience molding that you do and that kind of thing?
So I guess I've been at Microsoft for 18 years and have always been focused on the user experience, starting from the hardware days, making sure we had the right hardware on the standards list, finding out what user requirements were, and then building that up to a point to where I was asked to take on our first and best engagement, which is working with the product group and how we deploy Windows internally and help validate the enterprise experiences.
Excellent. So today we're going to have the show today is going to be centric around the user-centric approach, right? So how Microsoft implemented a user-centric approach for deploying Windows 8.1. Keep in mind that everyone at Microsoft was already on Windows 8. Back in last year when we were going through the Windows 8 launch, something we all had to do as employees was make sure we were on the preview of 8. We were on the latest release of 8, and then we were testing, and that's what we call dog food. We eat our own dog food. So when we talk through that scenario, you know, we're probably talking about using Configuration Manager 2012, I would assume. That probably made things a little easier. But let's talk about how we did things. But first, I kind of want to hear what your role was. What is your role in that team, and what's your group do?
So, great question. So my role is I work with the Windows product group on a day-in and day-out basis. And we partner together to learn what did we learn from the last deployment, how can we make that experience better from an enterprise perspective, and it covers all things such as deployment, all the new features that come out, how do you integrate in with the server and the services that are coming from Microsoft, and how do we deploy that internally, and then how do we build that out as a solution for external customers jointly, and then get that message to external customers, and then we start that process all over again with the next product. So just thinking about this product release with Windows 8.1, we partnered with the product team around Windows 8, and we put together some great solutions using Config Manager, a tool we built, IT Easy Installer, and the main deployment mechanism was through Clean Install with data migration. That was, you know, a great solution we put together for Windows 8. However, it was still difficult for the users because the user had to go and then install their applications that they use on a day-in and day-out basis after the install, and it ended up taking around 4 hours for them to get an install. So in partnership with the product group, we took, you know, clean sheet of paper and said, okay, how do we do this to where we don't put users through that? Fortunately, the product group was coming up with update as a method for the consumer side. They were still looking at clean install with data migration in the enterprise side. We were able to work together and come up with a solution of bringing update into the enterprise space using Config Manager and company portal. And so it required some work on the product group side. It required some work from Config Manager company portal team to pull this solution together to provide a very seamless user experience where the user could go very similarly to the external experience of click, click, done. I go and click on the company portal. I click on the advertisement. That's all I have to do, and it comes in and does the install. I have all my apps that were there before. All my data's there, and I'm up and running with Windows 8.1. We had a bunch of deployments with that in the preview deployment, and then we've also done a major deployment as part of the RTM, and we already have 92% of the Microsoft employee base running Windows 8.1 internally, something we've never been able to achieve in that time frame. When we did the Windows 8.8 deployment, it took us a little over 6 months to deploy Windows 8 broadly to 95% of the FTEs or employees at Microsoft. And we've done it here in 3 months.
Wow, that's impressive. So I guess for any of you customers out there that are still on Windows XP, this has got to be a conversation you're probably interested in, right? That's really fast. Speaking of 3 months, we've got, 4 months now, maybe a little more than that of XP being alive. So may want to start looking into this type of way of delivering solutions. So we did this with a self-service model. So employees like me, I'm out in the field. I could go into any office and hook up and click a few buttons, and I'm actually upgrading from Windows 8 to Windows 8.1. No data loss. And if I did have a problem, roughly talk about that little niche of users that may have had an issue, how many of them were there, and what was the end result for them?
So yeah, great question. We had a 97% success rate using the company portal to do the install. That small percentage that had a failure ended up being rolled back to Windows 8. They had all their data, all their applications were still there, they were up and running. And a lot of those issues were around hard drive space that was still available, or maybe there was a driver that was found that needed to be updated, and other things. And it gave the user, here's the steps you need to take to go ahead and try again and be able to do the install. There was a few of them where very small memory footprint devices where we really had to go back and do a clean install with data migration. So we provided both methods for users to do the install of 8.1.
Okay, so let's talk about numbers of downloads. So I'm sure there was a large number of downloads for the preview edition, and then we had the RTM edition. And then, of course, that was those that did go the preview route had to start back, revert back to Windows 8, and then they could go through the 8.1 upgrade. But talk me through that. What kind of numbers are we talking about?
So for Windows 8.1 preview, we deployed to 20,000 employees globally, so it wasn't just here in the Puget Sound area. And then we had to migrate that 20,000 users, which probably was about 22,000 devices, to Windows 8.1. That's where we provided the clean install with data migration solution using the MDT toolkit and WDS and those solutions available for our users. They would then, at the RTM, since it's a pre-release, we couldn't roll them back. They had to go in and do a clean install with data migration and then reinstall their applications. So we had 20,000 for that. And then, like we were just talking, we have about 91,000 users running 8.1 right now with the RTM. We still have a couple I'm doing this from memory. But it seems like we got about 300 users still out there running preview, working on getting those users to migrate across, because having to go do the clean install with data migration is not an optimal, it's not a great experience. We've put together a really good experience to where all their data gets migrated across, and we're running a high success rate there. But it's still 4 hours you have to set aside, where with the Windows 8.1 update, it's about 30 minutes to do the update, and you're up and running in the new OS.
Gotcha. So I guess there's a lot of reporting that goes into this, so we have to make sure we know how much is going on, when it's going on, where it's going on, and we're able to report back on the successes and the failures. Tell me a little bit about that and how you guys did reporting for this.
So the reporting was actually built right off of Config Manager. So we were able to track when people would go into the company portal, they would launch the install, so it'd start coming in as an application deployment packaging information, And all that information would come down into Config Manager. And then on the failures, since we were dogfooding, as we were talking about earlier, we would go and pull all the install information and then share that with the product group so they could go in and do analysis work and say, okay, what's failing? What do we need to do better? From the art preview timeframe to the RTM timeframe, they put improvements into the packages and updates out there to improve it for us internally and also for external users.
Okay, so when we talk through this about trying to, for me as an end user, I come in, I want to be the first one out of the chute. You guys must have sent out some type of communication. I know it's available. I come into one of the offices. Tell me a little bit about that process. Did we have to ramp up any of those systems and how we did that?
Oh, great question.
Maybe the AD pieces. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess one thing I want to just make sure everybody knows is that since we put this on the company portal, you didn't have to come into an office. You could actually just connect in either through direct access or through VPN. And once you're connected into the corporate network, that was the only requirement with the update. Where, as we've seen in the past, with the clean install with data migration, you generally had to come into the office. So that was one of the great benefits of this solution. And it's available natively. So we did a mail campaign announcing the company portal solution, and we made it really easy for the users. Where before we had to have a very large text-based mail saying, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you know, make sure you've backed up your data. We got it down to just a small picture of somebody enjoying Windows 8.1 and one button click to go ahead and kick off the install through the company portal. So it was a much easier, seamless deployment method to users, and they didn't have to go through and read a whole bunch of text to understand if it's something right for them or not.
Wow. From an AD Sites perspective, was there something we needed to add there to kind of beef up, for this new rollout? Was there, maybe some more domain controllers or distribution points?
Well, we did add some distribution points, and that did really help us out. One of the things we did the deployment with the distribution points, I think we added, I'm trying to do this from memory, I think we added 10 additional distribution points in the Puget Sound area because we have so many users. And predominantly when we use Config Manager, as you know, we're just deploying small packages. With the image that we deployed, it was about 2.7 gigabytes, where you're looking at just, KBs for packages on the other deployments. So we added in 10 additional servers. We had an issue when we first started the preview deployment to where only two servers were taking all the requests and they got overloaded. So it did take more than just a couple of servers. But, putting in 10 was probably overkill, but since there are VMs, pretty easy to go ahead and provision and have that capacity there. And then, we could pull it back. So we had to add that in the Puget Sound area, but all of our regional distribution points, we didn't touch. And so the rest of the infrastructure was left the same, and we were able to quickly meet everybody's needs.
Wow. So we practically launched Windows 8.1 as an application versus like a major OS upgrade is what it sounds like. It was almost like an application patch.
It's exactly what it was, how we deployed it. We used the application model within Config Manager to put a package around Windows 8.1. And the really cool part is we didn't do anything with the Windows 8.1 XE setup. We just took the generic setup from Windows and then just added a package around it and set the switch settings to run the package automatic in that. And so the user experience was, okay, here's the package, boom, it kicks off, it runs, it does an auto reboot, and you're up. The next time it reboots, you're logging in.
Talk a little bit about the support side of this thing. Based on previous experience, what kind of calls did we have help desk tickets did we have created versus this time around? What kind of percentages were we looking at there?
So we had a 30% reduction in call volume for the preview deployment. which is huge.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. And then for RTM, when we started the deployment, we had a 50% reduction in help desk call volume. And we're right now running around a 28% as we're getting to the users that, as you get to the users that are finally migrating towards the end, they tend to have a higher call rate to the help desk because they just don't feel comfortable doing an OS install. And there's still work we need to do on getting users to feel comfortable about that. And then we have a lot of locations to where they take the approach of it's Mai Tai is for selling, and doing an OS install is taking away time from going out there and doing sales. So, but we've got it down to about 30 minutes, so I'm not sure what we could do next to turn that even further.
Right, right. We keep wondering what's going to be the big next big thing, but you know, there always is something at Microsoft. So, well, that sounds really great. Any pieces out there, anything that, any other challenges? I mean, you know, when you roll out something this big, there's got to be some unexpectedness to it. Anything happen during this rollout that you would have not seen or foreseen?
No. You know, what was great about this is that it took care of suspending BitLocker automatically in the install. And then after the install, BitLocker was re-enabled, so we didn't have to worry about that. We did have a few issues with BitLocker recovery prompts coming up. That wasn't because of the deployment. That was associated with some of the issues with TPM and BitLocker getting to a point that it, on a reboot, it would just kick in. But the upgrade deployment worked smoothly, smoothly and seamlessly. We didn't have any issues with secure boot. As you know, we did the major Windows 8.1 deployment, refreshed everybody's hardware, so we have secure boot enabled, BitLocker enabled on all the devices. We were concerned about secure boot coming up as an issue. It did not come up as an issue. Everybody was up and running. We had a few BitLocker issues, but our biggest issue was just users calling the help desk for assisted setup and that. So, you know, I guess we did have a couple of issues with a few drivers that we had to take care of, but that was pretty straightforward. It wasn't anything big problem areas that, oh no, we need to go rebuild the image for this, we need to go rebuild something for that. It all just worked, and we got all the benefits of a zero-touch image without having to put in a lot of work to do that. I mean, basically, we took a generic enterprise SKU, we deployed that out. We, of course, did a whole lot of testing internally to make sure that that worked, and as with any other OS deployment, we had to go and validate, you know, our internal applications work and that external apps work with it. But other than that, it was pretty smooth.
Well, that's excellent. So, you know, just to summarize, we gave a zero-touch image to over 100,000 employees. We asked them to go to 8.1. We had a 30% reduction in help desk calls. We used our own products to deploy everything we talked about, Configuration Manager 2012. We did testing, but other than that, this was very smooth. Anything you want to add in summary for this particular show?
I think we've covered everything. You know, we just really deployed a great user experience, like you summarized there. User really didn't have to do anything other than say, yep, let's go ahead and install. We had zero data loss. With any major deployment, you're always concerned about data loss. With this deployment mechanism, we didn't lose any data because as doing an update, it creates a Windows old, saves off your data. So if there was a failure, and we didn't have those kind of failures, the data's still there. And so we didn't have any reports of data loss. With the Windows 8 deployment, we did have some issues with data. And then we had to do some recovery events, I think about 18 of them. We didn't have any with 8.1. So, you know, from an IT enterprise perspective of going out and deploying it, you can't make it much easier than this. It's a very easy image creation. Basically, you don't have to do anything. You're still going to have to do the app compat testing. That's a piece that has to be done out there. But it just from a cost perspective and an impact to the users is very minimal.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And I guess the other part is the way we did it through Config Manager and Company Portal, We did it as a pull mechanism for users, but you can also do it as a push. So you can take it and push it out as an application package and deploy broadly. And we've done some of that to help drive adoption. And you have the notifications coming up. It's time to install. You can have it end up being mandatory, and it forces the install. And, you know, we've never done that internally at Microsoft, so we went ahead and did it. And so we did a mandatory package, and we're thinking, okay, we're going to have a lot of problems. We had war room meetings and that, just around the clock, just making sure nothing happened. And you know what? I felt like the Maytag repairman. It was a great experience. No issues, no problems. And it's like, okay, now it's Asia time frame. Got any issues? No issues. Okay. It's European time frame. Any issues? Nope, no idea. No issues. So it was a very stress-free deployment. And so this is the way of the future. Getting on to 8, and 8.1 is the way to go because it enables you with these kinds of feature functionality. And as we know, you know, products are going to be coming quicker.
Cool. Well, I think it was a great show. I give you my permission just to go off now and take the rest of the day off, go do some boxer racing if you're up to
cool.
it.
Cool.
Folks, remember virtuallycloud9.com. We've had some great web series or blog series out there about Configuration Manager and the System Center products, Windows 8.1 and deployment process. Also, any kind of information you'd like to see or lab guides on setting up Hyper-V and virtualization all the way into deploying Active Directory. So do check that out. Robert, I want to thank you again for being on the show. And folks, that's a wrap.